Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello? Yeah, hi, this is Fiona Williams. Thanks for getting connected with eBay. How are you doing today?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Thanks for getting connected with eBay. How are you doing today, madam?
I didn't get anything from eBay.
Did you place any order of a gift card which is $299?
No, I haven't.
But let me tell you, madam, that there has been an order place of a gift card yesterday night around 7 to 8 p.m. between, right? And your number, which is 04117984 1C, has been registered with that account, okay? And the billing address which is provided over there, it's Mountain View, California, right? 244 Street. So, as we suspect that this is the fraudulent purchase which has been tried to make without your knowledge and authorization, so that the reason, madam, you received a call from the eBay, okay?
Yeah.
So, first of all, let me tell you, madam, like, you, without your knowledge and authorization, some overseas people are trying to misuse with your information and try to generate a fraudulent eBay account, and through that they have been trying to make this purchase, okay? So you don't need to worry, we will be help you to cancel that fraudulent eBay account and get the blocking ID, so you can go ahead and block that fraudulent eBay account from your end and stop that purchase, right?
Yeah.
So first of all, madam, did you understand that why you got connected with eBay, right?
I'm not connected by eBay.
No, you received a voice notification, right? You pressed number for the cancellation and you got connected to me, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So now you understand that why you got connected to me? So I can help you to get the blocking ID and you can block that eBay account, right? Because you haven't done anything from your end, right?
Okay, yeah.
So first of all, madam, could you just tell me right now the cell phone which you are using? Is it an Android cell phone or is it an Apple cell phone which you are using?
No, it's a Sony.
Sorry?
It's a Sony.
Okay. Do one thing. Put me on loudspeaker from your cell phone.
Okay.
Now you need to press your home button and come back to your home screen. Do you know, madam, how to go back to your home screen?
No.
What can you exactly see on your screen? The numbers, what can you see?
I can only see end call, hold call, Bluetooth, keypad, mute, and speaker.
Okay. And do you use your internet in this cell phone? Like you check your emails, each and everything on this cell phone?
I don't have an email.
You don't have an email?
No.
Okay. And if there's sometimes you ever done online shopping from any website or anything like that, madam?
No.
Okay. And do you check your online statement, your banking online statement over the cell phone?
No.
Okay. Like you go to your bank and you do it from your bank, right?
Yes.
Okay. No worries in that case, madam. So you have the internet connected, you have the Wi-Fi at your place, right?
No.
Okay. And you don't have any computer and a laptop with you, right?
No.
And do you have any mobile data connection with you, madam, on your cell phone?
No.
Okay. So just give me a moment, madam. Let me check that what I can do for you for the cancellation, right? Just give me a moment, okay? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, just give me a moment, madam. We are verifying your information, right? Just give me a moment. Okay. Let me check what we can do for you. And you don't use the internet, right, madam?
No.
Okay, just give me a moment. And madam, could you just tell me, like, how do you pay your bills? Like, you to pay your bills through debit card, or you pay your bills through direct debit, or you pay through the bank?
Now, I'm paying through the post office.
You pay your bills through post office, right? And
yes.
Which bank you bank with? Which bank you bank with to be, sorry?
St. George.
St. George, right?
Yes.
Just give me a moment, madam, right? Just give me a moment. And do you have any card with the St. George Bank? Like, do you have any card, like a debit card or a credit card with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And you only use this bank, or only you bank with this bank, or you have any other bank?
No, I only use that bank.
Okay. You only got this bank, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just give me a moment, right, madam? Just give me a moment. And could you just grab hold your, let me tell you that, as we can check here, that there are two transactions has been tried to make, right? One is $299, right? Another is $349, right?
Yeah, what for?
For the gift card, right? As we can check here, that as I told you, madam, that there are some people who have been tried your information, right? And through that, they have been tried to make this purchase, okay? So there has been a two purchase, right? Just give me a moment, madam. Let me check. Okay, just give me a moment. I will be back to you, and I will be let you know each and everything. Just give me a moment. Could you just tell me right now, like, you only bank with St. George, right? You told
yes.
me? And do you, let me tell you that as we are going to provide you the securities, right, so no one can misuse your information from now onwards, as we cancel each and everything and provide you the securities, as I said you, right? So just give me a moment, madam. I will be just transfer this call to one of my senior executives, right? He will be help you to get blocked each and everything and provide you the securities, okay? And cancel that transaction from St. George, okay? Just give me a moment.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex William from Senior Manager. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to hear that. So right now, I do believe you don't have any device right now with, on which I can help you out for getting the cancellation, like any cell phone or any laptop or computer?
No.
No, not a problem. So we will go in another method. So for that, there is an offline method we say that. So for that, you need to verify yourself right now for canceling all the purchases. So just now, I got the information that you bank with St. George Bank, that's correct?
Yes.
Okay, now just hold for a moment.
Sorry
for this. Now you need to over the call, you need to first of all verify me your full name.
Nancy Knight Glass.
Nancy?
Knight Glass. GLASS.
Okay. Now you bank with St. George Bank. Okay.
Yes.
Now from the St. George, you got a debit card, that's correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what was the last transaction you made with the St. George debit card on which store?
I don't know, by direct debit.
Okay. Okay. Do you remember approximately the closing balance on your St. George?
No, I don't.
Approx, it's more than 1,000, 2,000 or 3,000.
No, I don't know. Can I go to the bank and find out?
Yeah. So the last time you went to the bank, what was the last closing balance you remember? Approximately the closing, the available balance right now you are having in your account.
I don't know. I can't remember. I've been in hospital and out of hospital since then.
Okay. It's tell me approx amount, like it's more than $1,000 or a $2,000 or a $3,000. Just approx amount. You don't have to tell me the exact, just approximately.
Well, I think approximately about three.
How much?
3,000.
3,000. Okay. Now just hold for a moment. Let me check that. And you need to be handy with your debit card. You need to, first of all, for verification, you need to be handy with your St. George debit card right now.
What for?
Sorry?
What for?
For the verification, ma'am, right now, for verifying, for cancelling the card from the purchase right now, you need to be handy with your debit card. First, be handy with that.
Look, I don't understand all of this business.
Yeah, I understand. Right now, ma'am, you are not having any device, like anything like computer or a laptop or any cell phone.
No, right now, I don't understand the work, any of them.
Yes, so that's the reason we are, you want to cancel this purchase, that's correct?
How can I cancel a purchase that I didn't possess?
Yeah, you are not doing that, ma'am. Someone else are doing that using your information. What is happening, madam? Let me tell you one thing. What is happening? Some people from overseas, they are getting your information and they are doing that. That's the reason.
How are they doing that?
They are doing that with, whenever you go to a store, you swipe your debit card. That's correct, to the card machine. That's correct, madam?
Yes.
So the card machines which you are swiping the card is not any more safe and secure. Through that card machines, they are getting your information and they are doing that. That's the reason.
Most of the time I do it through St. George ATM.
Yes. Any one of the time you have done, so that point of time, those fraudulent persons have got into your card information and they are placing this kinds of order. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. You need to be handy with your St. George debit card first. When you got the card, let me know.
No, I haven't. I don't like giving my card number over the phone. That's why I go to the bank.
Right now, for cancelling the card from the purchase, the card information right now, we will need that for the cancelling it right now. For automatically, it will be cancelled.
Yeah, but I don't see why I should have to do that when I haven't done anything. Like I just told you, I've been in hospital.
Right now, ma'am, the reason behind this, as you do not have any device like any computer, laptop or any cell phone which is connected to the internet, that is the reason the online method is not available for you. That is the reason I need to verify that you are the person cancelling this purchases and you are the person you are cancelling your card from the eBay account. So that is the reason you need to be handy with your debit card.
Yeah, but I don't want my card canceled.
Sorry?
I don't want to have my card canceled.
No, we are cancelling from the eBay account for the purchase which is being made. On your behalf, we are cancelling it from your eBay account. Your card will not be cancelled. You will use your card, but we are cancelling it from our website because you are not authorizing any kinds of payment like that. So be handy with the debit card. When you got the card, let me know.
Okay.
Now you need to confirm me the long digit number you can see on the card right now.
Right. 4-2.
Sorry?
4-2.
4-2.
3-9.
3-9.
5-3.
5-3.
00.
00.
1-6.
1-6.
7-3.
7-3.
3-5.
3-5. 1-2. 1-2. Now the expiration just below that number.
The what?
The expiry date. The expiration.
01/25.
Now you just simply flip the card. Just flip the card, and at the back side of your card, there is a 3-digit number.
841.
Okay. Now, you need to confirm me on this cell phone which you are using, do you receive text messages? Do you know how to check the text messages, the SMS?
Yes.
Yeah, you know that.
Yes.
Not a problem. Now you need to just be online with me, be on hold with me. We are going to start canceling this card from the eBay account, okay? So just hold with me, hold for a moment. Yeah. Just be online with me. And the phone which you are using, what type of phone is that? Which company phone is that?
It's an Optus, a Sony.
It's an Optus. And it's a smartphone or it's a normal keypad phone?
No, it's a normal phone.
Normal phone. Not a problem. We will try to cancel it right now. Now, for cancelling this card charges, madam, we are going to cancelling all the charges. So, you will receive a text message for cancelling it right now, okay? When I will send you the code, I will let you know. So, just be online with me, okay?
Yes.
Just be online with me, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. While the time, you need to be handy with a piece of a paper and a pen, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. You need to note down some of the informations as well. And while the time, could you please confirm me your billing address?
13.
13?
Burgon. B-U-R.
Sorry?
B-U-R.
It's 13 then? Tell me the word. Tell me the word. 13 then?
Sorry?
Tell me the billing address. Tell me the billing address.
13. Brabourne Street, Kingsville.
Brabourne Street, that's correct?
Yes.
Brabourne Street. Brabourne Street then?
Brabourne, yeah. B-U-R-B-O-N-G Street.
And what is the postal code?
It's Kingston 2032.
Kingston?
Kingsford.
Kingsford.
Ford.
Postal code. Help me with the postal code.
2032.
2032. Now just be on a hold with me. Let the server verify it. Now, did you got the pen and a paper right now with you?
Yes.
Yeah, you need to note down a reference number. The reference number will be A as in apple, A.
Yes.
M as in Mary, M.
Yes.
Number 4, number 3.
Yes.
Number 3, number 2.
4, 3,
and another 3. Okay, then G as in goat.
Just a minute, I haven't finished the first number yet. You said AM43.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other numbers?
It's the number got expired. Sorry. Type it from the beginning. It got expired. Type it from the beginning. It's G as in goat.
Yeah.
A as in apple.
Yeah.
4, 1.
Yeah.
6, 8.
Yeah.
7, 9.
Yeah.
F as in Frank.
Yeah.
D as in David.
Yeah.
Did you type D as in David?
Yeah.
Then K as in Kingston.
K.
Yes.
Yeah.
6-0-6-0-7-6.
Yeah.
I just told for now, repeat me the number. Slowly, slowly.
3, the George, Alpha Apple.
Okay.
4, 1, 6, 8, 7, 9.
Mm-hmm.
F for Freddy.
Mm-hmm.
D for Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
K for Keith.
Okay.
6, 0, 7, 6.
Okay, that's the reference number that has been created against your, because you do not have any online device, so I am telling you the reference number over the call. If you have an online, if you have the online device, I have send it to you on your device. But you do not have any device. That is the reason I have told you the reference number directly. So just be on hold with me. When I will send you a text message for canceling the purchases, I will let you know. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. We are just joined. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm confirming your billing address. Is that correct or not? It's 13 Brebonch. That's correct?
No, Brebonch. D. D for Barry.
Okay.
U. R for Robert. B for Bob. O for Orange. M for Nancy. G for George.
Okay, tell me once again. B for Barry at the beginning, then?
B, U.
U.
Yes. R.
Then? R as in Robert, R.
Yes. G as in George.
G as in George.
Sorry. B, U, R. B again.
B again.
O.
O.
N.
N.
G.
G.
Yes.
Then it's 13 Bourbon Street, then Kings.
Kings Road. K. I. N. G. S. F. O. R. D.
Kings Road 2032. That's correct?
2032, yes.
Yeah, just hold for a moment, okay? Just be online with me. And while having the call, ma'am, are you there?
Yes.
While I am in call, are you able to check the text message or you need to hang up the call?
No, I have to hang up.
You have to hang up. Okay, so when I will tell you that I have sent you the code, you need to simply hang up, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Now you need to simply hang up this call, madam. Right now you will receive a text, a OTP code. A code will be sent to you. You need to note down that code on that piece of a paper right now, and I'm giving you a call back within 20 seconds, okay? Do it quickly.
Okay.
I'm hanging up the call.
Okay.